Recording with a family in mind. 3, 2, 1. Money and family relations. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. Just as divorce lawyers cite money as the leading cause for the breakup of marriages, money issues within a family unit can forever alter familial relationships. While likely there will be no bloodshed, Thomas Jefferson is certainly right when you apply his words to family money management. He wrote, "It is incumbent on every generation to pay its own debts as it goes, a principle which, if acted on, would save one half the wars of the world," end quote. That's why it's really important to establish new rules and to understand how to take calculated financial steps that will ensure a secure future when teaching our children about money. For 20-somethings, this is the perfect time to build a financial foundation. Hindsight provides clarity. Parents and guardians, some of whom are baby boomers like me, are positioned to explain money-related differences to children and grandchildren by drawing parallels that encourage a thrifty, frugal, value-minded approach to adulthood. In addition, these parallels can connect them in a healthy, meaningful way to the mentality of the post-Great Depression generation. Our modern-day recession had all the sights and sounds of a depression. We just didn't call it that, although some did refer to it as the Great Recession. It's our obligation to remind the generations that follow us, generations X and Y, as well as Gen Z, those born in the 1990s onward, that nothing is promised, that life and security can be fragile. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris, with the family in mind.